Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy, two times in the house. What's going on, everybody?
Hello. This is Heidi.
This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Hey, what's up, Saul? How you doing out there in Pennsylvania?
Amazing. The weather's good. I can't complain, guys. It's beautiful out here, man. I got an e-bike. I've been riding it.
Yes.
It's an electric powered bike?
Oh, yes. And it's phenomenal. All right, ladies and gentlemen, on this episode of The Salty Show, happy birthday, Heidi.
Thank
you. Yay!
Happy birthday!
Your birthday.
Woo!
Yay!
Well, with that, we're going to continue our four-part series on the male-female dynamics. And as our previous episodes have revealed, these are complex issues that we're trying to unravel in just a few episodes. We might extend it or we might revisit this, but for now, we're just going to leave it at four episodes. Again, we're going to try to avoid politics as much as we can. Biden's on vacation, and apparently so are we. However, given that so much is happening, it just might be inevitable. All right. But we do promise to return back next week to our regular scheduled program. So this week. My God, we've gotten into some heated debates over the past couple of weeks, and I think we've come to the conclusion that, guess what, guys? Women don't know what they want. But so today we're going to discuss the question. So we're going to flip it around a little bit. What do men want? All right. And now before
E-bikes.
We begin, yes, before we begin, because some of you have objected to many of the things that have been discussed, and you guys have reached out to me and told me, hey, this isn't fair. Now, again, folks, I for my part, I don't claim to be an expert in some of these issues. A lot of these conversations that we're having, we're going through this. We're trying to figure it out. We're thinking out loud, sharing our theories and some of our, like I said, thought process. All right. So, but again, we're going to try to navigate through these controversial, complex issues our way. Now, I want to do it a little different for the men. All right. And it might be a little bit unfair because the last time around, I asked, women, what do you want? And this time around, you would think, I asked men, what do men? No, that's not what I did. What I did was I asked females, what do you think men want? Now, it might be a little bit unfair. It might be a little bit unfair, but guess what? This is The Salty Show. It's my show, and I'm going to do it however the fuck I want. So, we're going to try to opine on some of these issues here. I'm going to reveal the questions that I asked, and then we're going to get into it. Now, and one thing here, eventually the three guys here, we're going to answer the top three things that we look for in a woman. What do men want? Now, again, I asked women this and what they thought. And I also had a few other questions. I had four questions in total. The other questions were, how often do you think men want sex? Does that annoy you? And the final question was, have you ever used sex as a tool to get what you want? All right. Now, before we begin, Heidi, it's your birthday. So we're going to ask you these questions. So happy birthday.
Happy 28th birthday.
Yeah, happy 28th.
I actually asked a young man, 21-year-old young man, this question.
Really?
Was it this past week? Yeah. One of Connor's friends, he was at the house helping Connor and helping us do a couple of things. And so he came over to have dinner with us. And I said to him, so like, what do you look for in a woman? The first thing he said was personality.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, whoa. I said, no, you're 21 years old. It's sex, right? And he says, well, I'm in a long distance relationship. His girlfriend is right now living in Illinois. So they're carrying on a long distance relationship. And he's from there. And he says,
she's cheating on him.
He says, personality. I'm looking for personality. He's a good looking kid. He is a good looking kid and appears to be a sweet kid, but a nice kid, whatever. But he's like, he's not a typical, like, I would love to get him on here. He just works 7 days a week, but, because he's not your typical 21-year-old kid that you're seeing today. Like, he's not the snowflake style. And I think it's because of his upbringing. I don't think he's had an easy go of it in life.
It'll give you a different perspective.
And I think that that makes a man. Yeah. It's definitely different perspective. And I think that makes you a man when you have to figure out how to feed yourself young and survive young.
So he likes personality, huh? So
but he did. He says personality.
Like
I don't know what his girlfriend looks like. But he said personality was one of them.
Only fat girls have personalities? So, is that what you're trying to say?
Oh, wow.
I know. Asshole. Oh, my God.
All right. Wait. Okay.
Before
we get into it, and Heidi, I do want to ask you these questions. So again, only three things, the top three things, and they don't have to be in order. What do you think men want? And again, I'm going to add your answer to the potpourri of answers that I got. So go ahead.
Okay. So I think physical attraction is probably one of the top things. I don't think that a man will look at you twice without it.
So you're talking about like outward beauty.
Outward physical. I think that the first thing men are looking at is for physical attributes and physical attraction.
Okay. And then what's in
And then I think after that has been decided, financial, I would think financial.
In a woman?
Today. I think that men are looking for like, what does the woman do for a living? Okay. How much is she or is she not making?
What about next?
Oh my God.
You trying to say men are very simple?
House, maybe the way that they care for a house or feed, cook.
Okay.
Cook, care for them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll put cook in it and it'll be the general house, you know, stuff that traditional
it's like house.
Family
how,
stuff.
How do they keep how do they keep a house? Do they cook? Do they cook well? I think that's a big one. I think men want to be fed well.
All right. So I'm going to add your answers here to the grand total of what everybody else said. The only one that I think that nobody mentioned was financial. So I'll add you in a unique category of financial. Okay. So let me think about this. Jeremy, do you guys want to answer these questions before I read what everybody wrote, or should we do it afterwards?
Let's do it after.
Okay. All right. I agree. Okay. So again, the questions that I ask, what do men want? How often do you think men want sex? Does that annoy you? And then the final question is, have you ever used this sex as a tool to get what you want? Okay. So
wait a minute. I didn't answer all those other questions. What the fuck? Hold on.
I want to know.
Hold on. So the point of that last question, that has nothing to do with what men want.
Asking
a female if they're using men, that's like a completely
men want to know if women use sex to get things that they want.
But what women want, they're using sex to get what they want. That has nothing to do about what men want.
I answered the first question.
Okay, so how often do you think men want sex?
Daily. I think the men think every day. Okay. Every day. I think a man would want sex every day.
Daily. Okay.
Multiple times a day, actually. I think that a man would easily want it multiple times a day.
The next question is, does that annoy you sometimes?
It's okay to say yes.
Or you can use whatever word you want.
I don't know that I would agree with that.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know that I would agree with annoy.
Okay.
No, right. It doesn't annoy me. No, that's not the right word, the right way.
It's an inconvenience for her.
The timing sucks.
Okay.
We used to have sex multiple times a day and it was great. Then we had fucking kids in the house.
Well, that's your fault because jobs you had three of them.
Okay, next.
No, that's your fault.
Next.
The final question is, have you ever used this as a tool to get what you want?
The physical act of sex, I have not used as a tool to get what I want. But have I used my sexuality and used like show some extra boobies and absolutely I have. Yes.
How do you think they got? Why do you think they got rid of the Mohawk house?
I was going to say like
that had nothing to do with me, you dick.
Quick pro
quo. My God.
Yeah, exactly. It was a perfect phone call.
No.
So you never use it as a quid pro quo.
Yeah. So
never. Okay.
I never used the physical act of sex to get what I want. No, but have
Is that true, Jeremy?
Have I used have I used my body or my being a female? Absolutely. I don't know who has it. When I was younger, when I was single, I knew if I wore this outfit and I went into the bar and I was cute and flirty and yada yada that I wasn't paying for drinks that night. Yeah. I mean, so yes, I've absolutely used the used that way, but I've not physical, like sexual favors, physical sexual.
Right.
No.
So you're not.
No, see, I haven't used that.
That was a yes or no question. Have you ever used sex to get what you want? You said no. Simple.
Well,
the other shit was just what women do in general.
Yeah, but I think it's the way it's perceived too.
We're in a local shop for some free drinks. It's not, you know, that's
it's perception.
All right. So here is now what I want to avoid, because we have turned it, like Heidi says, into a, or not Heidi, but I've been told that into a woman bashing thing. And that's not what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to
was he in the shower with us last night?
Jesus Christ.
What? Last night we were in the shower and I made the comment because we've been listening to all the episodes in preparation of today. Mm-hmm. And we're in the shower last night and I made the comment. I thought I made it out loud, but I could have been just thinking about it. Is that you guys are like, you have no idea how, and I use this word in the past and you're like, oh my God, but it is true how misogynistic you guys sound about how it is the total fault of a vagina that the world is in the mess that it's in. And even in the, if you listen to the episodes, I'm constantly going, this is not just women. This is men and women. This is men too. Men want the things that are creating all this shit in our world also.
Yeah. So,
sorry, go ahead.
No. There's been multiple people who have told me this. And a lot of times I have to sit down and try to elaborate. And what I want to do is, again, I don't want to make this a bashing on women. No, I think it's our counter. We're the counter culture right now. We are countering what the culture is telling us. It's the moving into an over feminization of society and us, you know, standing with our hands, you know, up against the wall or the wall of water coming towards us. You know what I mean? Like it's saying, no, well, you know, hold on, guys. And that's our approach. And it may seem like we are attacking women, but it's really not. It's the over feminization of society, the feelings over facts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, but let's bring it back to this conversation. So what do
as he attacks it?
What do men want? Let's attack it. Okay. So, and again, I asked women this, and I think the reason I did it this way was because I wanted to understand where the disconnect is. Now, here is where, again, we're going to answer this. And again, the sample here, us, just the three men here, is a very small sample size. And I don't think it should be used as this is evidence. No.
I'm texting men right now asking them, answer this. Quick, answer this.
If you want.
Remember the whole side conversation and interruptions that we were talking about right before the show? That's the shit people are talking about.
All right. So let's get this going. All right. So the first one was, what do men want? Now, the vast majority of women said this. And obviously, we know this. I don't know if it's because they listen to the show. Go ahead, Jeremy.
How many women did you
good
ask?
Question. So
what's your sample size?
With Heidi, it's...
breast size.
With Heidi, it's 15. So 15 women.
Okay. All right. So you asked 15 women these questions. All right. Perfect.
These questions. And so out of the 15, 11 said sex. Now, some of the responses I got were
you pretty, know, I carry, right?
Pretty no. funny. Oh, Jesus.
She pulled a gun out on me.
Oh, my God. It's her birthday. She does what she wants.
I got one downstairs, though.
With no bullets. Mine's
a pistol whip you.
All right.
So the show has reached a new low.
And we've lost the... So unfortunately for the listener, you guys did it. You missed it. But apparently Heidi was a little threatening.
Please cut that out.
Intimidating.
She's like constantly over here antagonizing.
All right. Anyway. So again, the 11 women said sex. And some of the responses, like, I'm going to read you one of these.
Only 11.
11.
Oh, wow. 11 out of 15.
11 out of 15 said sex.
I would thought that would have been 15.
You're going to be surprised. Four of them are probably giving it up every day.
You're going to be surprised at some of these answers that I got.
Okay,
some
right,
of them
sorry.
To the go point ahead. Of like, oh my God, that's, and others where I'm like, oh, sweetie, you have no idea. Like, but you know what I mean? Like, that was my reaction to some of it. Like, you know what I mean?
You
like,
have no idea
you
what you're
no
talking
idea.
About.
Okay,
not misogynistic at all.
Okay, so, all right. So one of the responses, and this is a funny one. So I want to read it for you because I laughed when I heard this. So I said, you know, what do men want? And this was her response. She said, pretty face, good cook, and WAP.
Yeah.
So, care to elaborate?
Now. Why do I feel like I know that person?
You do know that person. No, but hold on. It was said in a funny way. However, this is one of the responses. You know what I mean? Like it is vulgar. I'm not going to deny that it isn't. It's vulgar. However, so, the what she's saying is. In my opinion, that's the one that I could relate the most, right? Like Heidi says, pretty face. Obviously, the words she used or, you know what I mean, the phrases she used were funny. But again, it's the truth, right? Pretty face, good cook, and a nice, you know what I mean?
Oh, I thought it was without papers.
No.
That's like
no.
The perfect one, without papers. You know what I'm saying? Wet, you can send them back.
Wet ass.
Oh, WAP. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of WAP, you know, without papers. Oh, you know, that's a pretty
did you
woman.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you convert WAP to sex, or is that she 12 out of the 15?
No,
when you said 11.
In my opinion, obviously I equate that to sex.
Right? Sex. All right, so she's one of the 11. All right, yes, I just wanted to get the clarification on that. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, it could be wet, but if she's not putting out every day, that don't mean shit.
Next.
Okay, next.
I'm just saying.
No, who invited this guy?
Jeez. But based on that, if it's... Never mind. Go I'm going it. To semantics. What no, do because mean? That's the thing. Just because you have a WAP, right, doesn't mean you're giving your man sex every day. You just got a wet, you know, the guy...
Right, that's why, that's why I asked Saul if he's... converted it into sex.
There's a lot of women that got that, but if they ain't giving it to that man and giving it to some other man, I mean,
another woman for that matter. Boom.
Yeah. Well, I'm making assumptions here. So again, do not take this as scientific, folks. This is us just,
opinion based show.
Exactly. Okay. Right. So the next one was pretty face two. Only two said pretty face.
But that's beauty.
I said that. That's my first time. You know what I mean? So attractive. like,
anything like physical attraction. Nice eyes, that's physical attraction.
Yeah. But again, only two out of the 15 said that this is what
said men physical want. Attraction.
Two
physical attraction and beauty.
Anything that. Wow. So, yeah, exactly. Out of everything that I'm telling you, and I said it.
I am one of two.
Yes,
I am one crazy. Of two women.
Yes.
Oh, crazy. The women are crazy. Okay, yeah. I gotta hear the rest of it.
Again,
please go through.
This is why I'm doing this because again, it is the lack of knowing this stuff, just basic things about men, right? Heidi, you would agree that, you know, women should know this about men. But again,
I'm blown away. You asked 15 women,
yes,
and not every single one of them should have said physical attraction.
Or, yes.
A man will not give you a second of their time physically, verbal. If they are not physically attracted to you, you're shit out of luck, little lady, if you don't think that's number one.
But that could also be, hold on here. So that's almost like a prereq. Like that might not even be like, because obviously if a guy's talking to you, they're physically attracted to you, right? So they might not even think that as a number one check. You know what I'm saying? Because they're coming from, I'm with somebody. So obviously he was attracted to me. So why am I even going to list that? Like what's the keep maybe they took it from the approach of
Tim,
what
Tim no, see, I would agree with you because your sense your statement makes logical sense, but again men are
because I'm a man
but think about last week's episode
but that's what I'm saying and this women, is why
last week's episode when I asked women what do women want zero mentioned beauty. Right? And so I think what happens is, and both sexes are at fault when they do this, which is You associate what you want to the other sex, and so this is why I think either I don't know either it's naive or lack of knowledge here as far as not them not knowing that men, like Heidi says, men look at physical attraction and beauty. It's one of the first things that they look at. They will not give you the time of day if they don't think you are you know beautiful.
And women but I don't think that is on the top of women's list physical attraction.
Right.
It's not
that wouldn't surprise me.
Because right. women like I women fall in love with a personality. I mean that's how you see or an income, and they fall in love with those things, and then oh yeah, and now they're handsome to me. It's rare that. Like when I walked in the bar that night and I met you guys, I saw Jeremy across the room, and I think that's rare for a woman to look across the room and go, holy shit, I want those teeth digging into my skin.
No, Jesus
because
Christ.
Because the smile, I mean, his smile and his fangs were the first two things I noticed. I said it to the woman with me. I was like, oh my God, look at that man's smile. But I think that's rare. I don't think that that's normal for women. I think that women sit down and that's why women can fall in love with somebody they've never met in person via the internet or phone calls or, you know, because it's just rare. But yes, the other way, no way. True. A man will never, ever, ever give you the time of day if he does not find you attractive.
Right. And to that point, right.
First and foremost,
different men are looking for, or I should say, find different things attractive in women, right?
Like yeah.
Nelson and
like
I, or
me and
Saul.
Tim.
She's sorry. So yeah, Tim and Saul have completely different opinion. I have different, you know, things that I'm looking for in a woman than Saul. It's just, you know, so if you as a woman may be physically attracted to one or attractive to one man and not another, but that man that is attracted to you is attracted to you because of that, right?
I think there was only one time when me and Tim overlapped on our interest in one girl.
What was his name?
Do you remember that night, Tim? He's looking at me sideways.
he's got like this.
He's got that
inquisitive look on him right now.
We did a podcast with them. Remember? We were both after the.
Oh yeah, yeah. That was
out of no. But I was going into Tim's.
Were they conjoined twins? What the hell?
Yeah, Nelson came into my dude. That was next level shit. That podcast. That was next level. I didn't know what was going to happen.
Tim's territory there, and he was looking at me sideways like he was.
Oh. It almost turned into a.
Are you converting him over to the?
That almost turned into a London Bridge situation.
Yes.
Oh my God.
What's a London Bridge?
It really almost did turn into a London Bridge.
Were you high five each other?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Are you kidding?
I might cut some of this off.
Oh wow! Do not cut into that.
Really
did.
Yeah, I know. I agree.
She was up for it. I'm telling you, that girl was wild.
It's kind of weird that you brought this up because we were watching The Big Bang Theory last night. The reruns, and they were talking. It was Howard's bachelor party, and they were talking about how Howard and Raj and some Comic-Con woman. They all did it together, and his fiancee finds out because someone uploads the video to the internet, and
that's
she's all pissed
episode.
At him.
Yeah,
yeah, and it's just like, oh wow,
yeah.
Well, so now I'm looking at you two going.
I gotta catch up on that. Okay. On those episodes. All right.
I love it. Okay, sorry.
Let's bring it back.
Yeah, because I'm dying to know what these women think. So okay, clearly, yeah.
Here's another one that is going to shock you guys, and I think that again, this is the over feminization of society that has women in my opinion ignorant on. Male, what men want. Okay, this is only two said, like you, Heidi, good cook or household, anything that has to do with.
Really?
Only two.
Okay.
I don't. Okay.
I have the answers so in the text as evidence because I'm not lying here. Again, this is not scientific, but this is what the answers I was giving. Yeah.
I'd be really curious. Is one of the answers best friend?
There's one that's three of them said companionship. So I companionship friend. So they either use the word companionship or friend, and I equate those as the same, right? A companion.
Yeah,
yeah,
no,
is,
that's
yeah.
Only
yeah.
The three of them said friend. Yeah. All right. The next one, loyalty. Five of them said loyalty.
I have another one that we can add to loyalty.
Men are looking for women to be loyal.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I have one that I had an answer that came in as honest, loyal, and confident.
Yeah, oh, man said that? A man responded
That's
to
what?
That?
A man okay. responded to that. Yeah.
Let's save the male responses until later and then we can
oh, okay. Okay.
We can compare them.
Okay, sorry. Specific to women then. Okay.
Right. Okay, so
interesting.
So five of them said loyalty. The next one is four of them. Four of them said respect.
The men want to respect the women.
No,
be respected
men want
respect
by the women. By the women.
Men want respect.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, excuse me. I don't know. That seems to be a very feminine, right? Like, I guess to me, I look at that and go. That's geez, I don't know.
Say it.
I guess I've been told that I don't give a shit about what other people think about me. So the idea of putting that respect on there, I don't, if she doesn't respect me, she's not going to be around. Then it's not like one of my top, right? I don't know. Of course, there's lots of things on this list that I would not consider on the top, but the fact that, well, okay, this is women talking about men. Okay.
Yeah. So, saying what men want.
Again, they're going back to women do and don't know about men is basically what this is showing.
But the respect thing goes a long way because think about this, right? When a woman corrects a man in public in front of his friends, that's disrespectful. When she tries to make him look like an asshole in public in front of his friends or in a restaurant or something like that, that's disrespectful. That obviously that woman has no respect for that man. Sorry. You let a man be a fucking man. And then when you get in the car, whatnot, you want to argue, whatnot. Cool. But you never manlinize, but that's not a word. But, you know,
emasculate.
Yeah. I just want to come up with a fucking my own word. Right.
Demanize. I like that one.
Demonize.
No, not demonize. Demanize.
Same thing.
High five.
Same thing.
It's like ketchup and catsup. They mean two different things. Right. Yeah.
But emasculate the fucking man in front of his friends. Like, you don't do that. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have enough respect for your man, like I've seen friends in the past do that. And sometimes I'm just like, ooh, like.
But again, going back to Jeremy's point, if
like I got in the car. Yeah. You're going to get a fucking brake short and head in the fucking.
Yeah. And so having that example put out there, I could see that. Right. I guess that's never happened to me. So that's never came up as a. Oh my God, this bitch just did that to me, right? Right. That's never happened. So
you did not.
So I guess that's why it was kind of foreign. When I heard you say it hit a note in my mind like, wow, that is so, you know, outside of my scope that I thought maybe I could comment on it. But I guess now that we've talked about it a little more, it's like, okay, I can see how to some men or I guess to a man that has happened to. That would be something to remark on, but
now think about this. In this feministic society that we live in, they feel it's okay now because I'm equal to you. No, bitch, you're not.
We know somebody close to us, very close to us, that does this on a regular basis.
Sorry, you have a small brain.
The husband and wife, and the wife is like, we are never around them and this wife is every time we've been around them in 7 years.
Okay.
Don't go to hell.
We lost Saul.
Because
you
know what? Listening to what Tim said, he just said women have small brains.
They tuned me out.
Wait, what?
See, I say it low enough so that if you hear it, it goes under.
This is exactly what you guys missed out on earlier when I had to threaten his life. Okay.
Anyways,
everybody's learned to tune me out because I say shit that catches people, but. Everyone's just so used to me saying the exact shit.
We'll see it. We'll hear it later when we listen
back to it. All right.
Okay. I want to know what these women
respect.
Say.
So women respect. Think men want two women think men want respect.
Four women think men want respect.
I'm sorry. Four women. So I have a question without calling out these particular women. Are they a little more on the aggressive side? Would you say?
You know what? The way that I broke this down, it's hard for me to associate who was what. Unfortunately, because there were so many responses. So I have to go back.
I'm wondering, would the women that feel that way, that men want to be respected, are they the type of women who would be more likely to maybe disrespect a man than not?
No. I guarantee those were two probably Latin women that said. Men
more
respect.
Of a machismo thing than
and they also it's a cultural thing, right?
Cultural,
they understand that you never disrespect the man, especially in public. You know what I mean?
So
I guarantee those two responses came from more of a from Latin women that they might be a little bit more they might be feminine, but they understand the role that women play in a relationship.
Okay, all right.
If I had to guess,
all right. Next.
Let me think about it. The majority of women that I did ask this question to are Hispanic, or Latinos.
Yeah.
All right, Why are you so racist, man? There's other races out there, you know.
Because you know what a white
Asians,
bitch would say? You know what a white
Jewish.
Bitch would say? I answered it. The white bitch in the room did answer it. Thank
multiple,
you.
Fuck multiple. You.
Okay, next.
Only one said love.
Okay.
The next one. We already talked about companionship, friendship. Three. Financial. Only Heidi. So here is my question, guys. And like I did with the other one is... What do you think is missing? What were the ones that that are missing?
Hold on, though. But yeah. That doesn't account for 3 times 15. Yeah. You didn't. There had to have been a lot more.
What was the highest rated?
The highest one was sex.
You gave it to us already. Sex. Yeah,
12.
What was second highest?
Or actually 11. 11.
12, sorry.
Second highest was loyalty.
Okay.
With 5.
Wow,
that drops down tremendously.
Yeah, quick.
Then respect, and then it's just scattered. Some of these. For example, some of these were just one answers. Attention. Only one person said attention. Admiration.
Attention. With that, what kind of attention?
Exactly. Right.
Like sexual attention. Or?
Right. Exactly.
Oh, that's fine. Keep going.
I didn't classify. Only one person said admiration. Let's see. Actually, you know what, Heidi? I lied. There was one who said financial. So there's two. You and somebody else said financial. I'm trying to see what the other response. Everything else was pretty much physical touch. I equated it to, you know what I mean, sex.
That's sex. Yeah.
Respect, sex, love. So, and here's another one. Able to trust. I put that to loyalty. Right.
That's loyalty. Yeah.
Yeah.
So again, what was missing? Can you guys think of something that was missing in there?
Well, I mean, you guys are the men. So why don't you answer it as men first? And I'll give the answers I have of the men from me. And then you'll figure out what's missing.
All right. Go ahead, Tim. What do you look for in a woman? What do you want?
Someone that's going to keep my balls empty, my belly full, and fucking that's it.
So sex, cook.
That's two.
What else?
and that's it.
That's it. You don't need anything. That's not true.
You said finances two episodes ago. You said it was important that they made money because you didn't make enough.
That's if I'm going to date them.
That's what we're talking about.
Like what I would, what I look
we're
at.
Talking about,
no, what I look at. You know, in the beginning, shit.
The question well, is what in, we're talking re- about in reference is in to a wife.
Yeah, in a relationship.
In a wife in a relationship.
I couldn't really tell you that because I've never been in one.
Well, what do you want? Just sex and cook. You just want a naked cook is what Tim wants.
Somebody that doesn't speak.
Jesus Christ.
Mute. Mutism. All right.
And mute. All right. Well, Jeremy, what about you?
But I had a mute. She was boring.
So I would put sex is obviously high on the list. As far as the cooking, that's never been a big thing for me. I think so the physical attraction, right? You need to be physically attractive to me, and then probably the third thing would be the like the personality slash beliefs, right? I couldn't be with a woman who thought Joe Biden was doing a good job. I couldn't handle that mentality, right? That would drive me freaking batty.
Yes.
So I those would probably be my top three.
All right, right. If you want me to be serious and not talk about having my fucking balls licked, okay.
The family show.
And the show has reached a new low.
I mean, you know, obviously sex, right? That's up there. You know, if you ain't having sex, that's just a miserable relationship. Why live? Right. I'm doing that now with nobody. So that's fine. Morals is an important thing, right? Because if you're actually going to be together with somebody, if you believe in XYZ and they believe in this fucking women's, basically in this thing where, you know, women run the world shit. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? It's not gonna line up. And I've dated plenty of them, yeah. You know, when they start speaking, that's what I think destroys a relationship because then I just tune them out. To be honest with you.
We're going to get into that conversation, Tim. About because I went and did some research on this and I saw some studies. This is freaking crazy. Mm-hmm. On how men and women even hear differently. Oh my god, our brains process.
Yes.
let's not get ahead of ourselves. I'm telling you, this is gonna be we're gonna get into this episode. Oh, yeah. Okay, so hold on. So you said
values,
sex,
morals,
what else?
And you know,
well, he said he keeps his belly full. He wants somebody that keeps a house.
Yeah, but that kind of comes into mine. Those are mine.
For me, it's values. To simplify it, cook and sex. And you know, Heidi, you said something in the previous episode when I said, well, what do men want? And what, you know, and you said, well, men's is going to be very simple. And I think men are simple. And I think women try to complicate this way more than what it should. It really is that basic. And I think, Jeremy, you said, you know, physical sex and beliefs, which just goes to what me and Tim said, right? Values, more what things that you value. That's I will put it as values, right? What is your morals, you know? So let me ask you guys this question. What was not in the list that women gave that we have given here?
Morals.
Values.
Yeah, they definitely didn't use values and morals.
And to me, I look at that, I'm like, that's like basic. If you can't understand that men are looking for, and look, this is one of the crazy responses that I got. I'm going to read to you verbatim this response. And this person was serious in this response. And I want you guys, the men, to respond to this. I asked, what do men want? This is a response. An assertive woman, someone to challenge him, and to have a connection. Now, Tim,
I think I know who gave you that answer too.
Okay, so Tim, let me ask you this question. What do you think about an assertive woman who challenges you?
He would see that as disrespect.
He already said.
Come on, be honest. You totally are having the way you think of this.
Everything is situational, right? Because like if you're sitting there being a mopey bitch, right? Oh, my life sucks, my job sucks, and she's like pushing you to be like, dude, like go, like you got to like believe in yourself, and like she's being assertive like that. Like if she's hyping you up, cool. But like if she's talking down to you, get the fuck out of here. Dated too many of those fucking things that they think they're better than. Get the fuck out of here.
He gets irritated with me when I challenge him. There's no fucking way he would handle that.
Because it's tone.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
It's all about, no, fuck that. It's all about fucking tone. Because like, think about when I talk down, right? You get pissy. When you talk down, you get pissy. It's all about tone and delivery.
You do not like to be challenged by a woman, period.
You know what? Here's
a normal. Well, is it just a woman or is this in general? You don't. I think men don't like being challenged.
I think he's more sensitive to it as a woman than a man.
Yeah.
I think as a man, he looks at that he looks at it differently. There's a different kind of respect because it's a man and a man having a conversation. There's challenge.
Obviously.
But like he said earlier, a woman challenging him, he takes that disrespectfully. You don't challenge a man. You do what the man. Seriously, this is Tim. You do what the man says because I'm the man. You want to have a conversation challenging me? Maybe we'll talk about it behind closed doors. But don't you ever do it outside of that. And it better not come across.
100%.
And it better not come across as being aggressive.
Let me ask this question to you guys, all right? And I have an idea of what each one of you guys is going to respond. However, what do you guys think about this? Because this is the modern. These are the modern ideas that are being pushed on us today, which is. And Tim alluded to it earlier when he said the joke, but to your point, Heidi, that men don't like to be challenged or in general, we don't like to be challenged. So then here we are, you're trying to make a home and two people are trying to make a decision. So what do we think about the idea that there can't be two heads of household? There can't be two people who make the decision, right? There has to be ultimately one. And in my
chief son of Indians.
Yes. And in my opinion, see, this is where we've lost it because today's society says, oh, no, it's got to be, you know, you got to do everything, you know, 50-50 and there's no ultimate say. And I think in my opinion, a man needs to act unilaterally. He just needs to make a decision. And because guess what? Only one
when
heads
you see
to the house.
A lot of the, you know, the libs of TikTok videos, they go into that because they're all like, men are so worried about the patriarchal society dying out because it's white supremacy, this, that. And I'm like, all right, first of all, you lost me at that part. You know what I mean? No, but the patriarchal society worked for a very long time. And now you're seeing, as it's becoming this 50-50 or where they think it's 60-40 in their favor. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good. Keep telling yourself that. Look at the divorce rate. That tells you everything right there. The divorce rate is well over 50% now. Last time I checked, I think it was like close to 55, almost 60% in most marriages end in divorce. And to the point of what you were saying before, seeing the studies and all that, you have to ask yourself, why? Why? And it comes down to these fundamental questions that we're talking about now. Yes, we're joking around. We say some shit, blah, blah, blah. But there's a lot of truth in it. If you go, what do men want and what do women want? If a guy sees that physical attraction and they're banging it out and falls in love with the sex, the minute that changes and now you're trying to grow something together, you're going, shit, she's arm candy, but we don't have nothing in common. And then you make the mistake of, I don't want to lose that because she's a 10, but now you go, instead of saying, you know what, I'm going to go find somebody else, I can't be without that 10, I'm a wifer up. Then the wifer up. Now you build a house. Then you have a kid. Now you want to raise that kid. And now she's like, no, it's my way. And then, and now you're arguing. She's like, well, my kid's not going to be, you're not going to talk to the kid that way. You can't, be the man. You can't yell at the kid. You can't, tell them that he sucks in sports and do better. I'm going to coddle him. And you go down this whole rabbit hole because the simple question of take away the sex part, right? Because I think those are simple. The morals and values issue, that is the biggest part and problem of society today, in my opinion. Because too many people get together based on physical, but they don't realize, I joke around saying, fat girls with personality and all that. But sometimes, but in reality, that person that you might not be physically attracted to actually lines up with truly what would be a successful relationship because they have very similar values. And when you're trying to make a family, right? That's why I always joke, with these conversations, what do I want? For the one night, I want a fucking 10. You know what I mean? Somebody that's physically attractive. But over the long term of things, wait a minute. What is that end goal? Because if I'm going to have a family and I'm more conservative and you're on the fucking social justice warrior scale, it ain't never going to work.
Right. Yeah, especially when the kids, like you mentioned, when the kids come into it, because, the women obviously are the more maternal instinct, child rearing kind of attitudes, but when it comes down to it, you can't have your wife countermanding your beliefs. It's because, excuse me. The one thing that I see happening more often than as a child, I would never have ever thought that this would happen, is kids, when it comes to dinner time, right? I'll see people, they'll be making, a pot roast dinner with mashed potatoes and green beans and dessert and all this stuff. And then on the side, they're making chicken nuggets. I'm like, why are you making chicken nuggets? Oh, because Junior won't eat this. It's like, the fuck he won't? What do you mean? They have, mothers are making complete different meals for their kids than they are for the rest of the family. That is unacceptable.
Yeah,
as a child, that would never have happened. Never have happened.
Yep.
And the fact that they are catering to these little whiny bitches is just, it blows my mind. It blows my mind.
To get back on the point of what you were asking as far as husbands and wives making joint decisions in the household, husbands and wives think about and look at things very, very differently. As we know, we're going through that in these conversations and everything. And that's the whole point of this past 4 or 5 weeks, right? So, I think this goes back to when we had conversations about what women want, and one of the things was respect and men wanting to be respected. And one of the things that I think I said is that's important to me is that I respect my spouse. And as Timmy's been so kind to inform the world about my previous marriages, respect was definitely something that lacked between my first marriage and my now marriage. It did. For decades in between, There was no respect, and it was decades. You know, Jeremy and I married our first spouses in 1997, and then here in 2018, we're getting married. So you're literally talking about 21 years between marriages. I absolutely did not respect the men and the relationships I had between those two marriages. I respected my first husband. I loved my first husband. I respected him. Unfortunately, because of abusive things, I couldn't do that and raise a child there. And that's me. I take that responsibility. I'm the one that punked out and said, I don't want to be abused, and I don't want my kid to learn this habit, you know? And I do say that I punked out on that, because I sat in a room with 20 other women that were old enough to be my mother and my grandmother, my great grandmother, that had all been married between 30, 40, 50. Shit, I think there was one that was 60 years married, but not one of those women in that room could look at me and tell me that they would still be married if they knew what they knew when they first got married. If they had been in my shoes at 21 years old and pregnant, every one of them said that they would have gotten divorced and walked out for the sake of their children. When I sat there in that room and I heard that, I did what those women didn't, for whatever, right, wrong, or indifferent. And then here I am 21 years later, you know, it's now more than that, but I marry a man that I respect, that I adore, that is not perfect. I mean, we've had those conversations. We've talked about it here on the show, but for me, he is. And he is perfect, and he is my, I do respect him. I don't always agree with him, but I do respect him. And there are things in the house where he makes a decision. There are so many things he's done with this home, Wagner home, that I would do differently. Absolutely. But in the end, I'm like, he's the man. He's the man in the house. He's going to do what he's going
to
do.
And
people have said to me, I've had my own parents have said, why my own family, his family, why are you letting him do that? He's the man in the house. At the end of the day, he's the one that's going to pay the bills. He's the one that's going to bleed over it, sweat over it, whatever it is. He's going to be the one to do it. And I'll deal with whatever I got to deal with at the end of the day on the other side of it. That is a dying thought process. Women, they just don't. They want to be. But then, well, because look at them all. They're miserable.
I think what happens is society is preaching this idea of distrust towards men that is poisonous. And because it is this, and I understand where it comes from, right? And it is because, well, you know, as a woman, you don't want to be stuck with 3 kids and not be able to financially provide, yada, yada, yada. So it's like a worst case scenario. And so therefore, you have to be independent. You have to do all these things, prepare yourself for the inevitable. You know what I mean? Like, instead of, well, let's start at the beginning, right? Your poor choice in a man is the reason why you're in the situation. Not the structure, the hierarchical structure that has worked for thousands of years, right? It is because women are now independent, and you can make your own choice, and you can go have sex as much as you want without, and you're not having protection. Now you got a kid. So this is a byproduct of the society and the liberation that has been created that has only perpetuated the situation they're in. Now, I did want to mention something here that to your point, Heidi, which is one of the studies that I looked into, and this is actually pretty interesting. So they did a study on how men and women respond to white noise and music. Okay, this was specifically done to 8 children. Okay, and how differently they respond to music versus white noise. So the females responded to both, right? Their attention to white noise and to music was very similar. Men are very good at blocking out white noise. Now, something is, and so what they found was that there was little to no brain activity when there was white noise, when men classified as a certain sound as white noise. And so we've all heard you guys know where I'm headed with this, which is men will complain, you know, well, she nags too much. And women will say, well, I have to continually repeat myself over and over again because he's not listening. Because you know what I'm saying? But here,
my wife does that.
No, but see,
when so you, here's the hold on.
Go ahead,
let me finish.
I go. So basically, Heidi is notorious for doing this. She'll come in. Well, whatever. We'll be getting ready in the morning, right? And I'm shaving or whatever. And we'll start a conversation, and I think the conversation's over, and I leave the room. She's still in the bathroom talking. So I go out to the kitchen and I get a drink of water or whatever. I come back in and she's yammering away to nobody. I'm like, let me get this straight. You expected me to know what you just said, even though I was in the other room.
Oh my God.
And she's like, oh, I didn't realize you left. And I'm just like, yeah, I left the room. You're still talking about whatever we were talking about. And then she comes back and she, you know, a month later, she's like, I told you that. I go, yep. When did you tell me that? It was you're getting ready in the morning to go to work.
35 yeah. In the bathroom.
Yeah, we were in the bathroom getting ready and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I wasn't even in the room.
And you're right. Day a week, the but date.
That's not, oh, yeah. That's yeah. Not, well, hold on. But I want to finish hearing
yeah,
you.
I'm sorry.
But,
yeah.
The, but that's not nagging, though. That's just,
no, that's not nagging.
That's not nagging, right? So, guys, a woman could be in their ear going, baka, 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 and you're literally watching the game just like, right. Uh-huh.
And not even paying attention. And I've seen this many times. And you just
yes that. Yeah.
So, I have friends who have children. And again, here's another major complaint between men and women, which is, you know, he never responds to the baby crying or anything like that. And again, it goes down to this study that was done, which is, again, men, for example, if a man is sleeping, right, and the baby starts crying, a woman will respond like this, like any little movement, boom, awake. And again, it's because the way that our brains are processing this information, men will tend to be good at blocking out white noise. It's not important. It's not directly in front of me. I'm not paying attention to it. And that's just how we are. And a lot of times, you know,
or it's annoying or it's an annoying sound too.
Right. Exactly. And so the brain is automatically just saying, shut off. Don't listen. White noise. Ignore. And so, but see, here are things that if we continue to preach, oh, men and women are the same. We want the same things. This garbage bullshit is going to be our demise. Because we need to understand that there's a fundamental difference in our biology, in our genetics, in our DNA. In our DNA, folks, there's things that are very different. And not just upbringing. A lot of people will say, well, no, if they're raised different. Look, there another study. Listen to this study right here. Kids, what they draw, right? What do you think a girl will draw most likely?
Butterflies, tigers,
so let flowers. Let me read to you this. Right. Boys and girls like to draw different things. Most girls prefer drawing people, animals, and plants arranged symmetrically and facing the viewer. They are more likely to use lots of color, and the colors they use tend to be warm. Okay? As opposed to boys. Boys mostly draw action scenes with dynamic movements. It is common for them to use more than six colors, and the colors that they use tend to be cool. And so this is the difference, right? But we'll say, oh, well, no, I mean, boys and girls want the same thing. It's a lie, folks. It's a goddamn lie. And if we don't understand this, and if we don't understand this, and if we don't teach this to future generations, again, it will be our demise because you see the divorce rates. Yeah, go ahead.
I heard a similar study where they took little boys and little girls, and they put them in rooms and they gave them toys to play with, right? So they gave the boys the trucks and they gave the girls the dollies, right? And the girls played with the dollies and the boys played with the trucks. And they decided, okay, well, let's take away the trucks from the boy and give them to the girl.
Yeah.
So they did that. And what they found was that the girls would take the trucks and they'd be like, this is the daddy truck. This is the mommy truck. This is the children trucks or the baby trucks, right? So they still assign those thoughts to the toys, even if they're not dolls. They still treat them as dolls. They assign that function or whatever you want to call it to those entities, regardless what the entities are, mm-hmm. right? And of course, if you give the boy the dolls, it's not a doll. It's a G.I. Joe, and he's shooting the other, you know. And so she may want to play with the trucks, but she's still playing with the trucks as if it's the daddy truck and it's the mommy truck and it's the baby truck.
And there's a perfect example, and it's happening right now in the world, right? Specifically in a specific country, right? Let's look at it. It's not political, but let's look at what's going on in Afghanistan. The Taliban came back, right? They took over the whole country right away. What'd they do? Women go back in the house, you know, they went back to their traditional values, whether you agree with them or not. So everyone's not freaking out that they took over. Everyone's like, they need to make sure that they handle the women's rights and equality and everything.
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to force this Western ideology in a place that it's not going
to
work.
Right. I even heard, and like I said, not to get political here, but I even heard that the Taliban said, we will give women the rights as long as it meets Sharia law.
Right. So there's things like, when you go to Afghanistan and you're like, oh, look at all the women rights over here. Like, there's people that just went along with it that were literally looking at this cringing because that is not their culture. That is not their mm-hmm. values. And whether you agree with it or not, I don't give a shit. I don't care if people say it's barbaric. That is up. That's for them. That's like them saying, well, I don't agree with you, you Westerner. Yeah. Right. And they're like, and you're like, no, that's the way it is.
How dare you eat bacon and eggs for breakfast?
Right. It's a cultural thing. And people try to go in and change the culture. And we've allowed that to happen here in this country. So when you say our demise, we really are. It is on a decline because we say it's advancement. Yes. Should a woman be able to work and not be able a man tell him what to do? Absolutely. You know what I mean? I should never be able to tell a girl, you can't go to fucking work. You're crazy. You know what I mean? That to me, that just doesn't make sense. But again, that's because we've also been, I don't want to say programmed, but
Westernized.
We've been conditioned to say advancement is good for women. Advancement is good for women. You know, they're not just from the cook, you know, they went from the kitchen to the boardroom, right? And we go, well, that's advancement. Like, they shouldn't be held down. But some of the older generations, they're not here anymore. But like, you know, back in the 90s, that older generation that died in the 90s were looking at us going, the fuck? You know what I mean? It just because they were more of the religious, the patriarchal society where they worked, men worked, women raised the family. And those kids turned out to be pretty good for the most part. Right. And now you're seeing this 50-50.
To your point, Tim. I think the mistake that we did, and there were good intentions, which is, and I agree with it, women should have every opportunity that a man has. I do not disagree with that point whatsoever.
Absolutely not.
The problem and the error that we're making in society is when we're trying to tell females, you want the same things men do. And it's
right,
not.
You're forcing it. Peer pressure forcing it to do it, right? That's right. To both your points, right? The women should have the right, the ability or the opportunity to do whatever they want, but they shouldn't be forced into doing it, right? You're raising little girls to go, like you say, you can do the same thing men could do. You want the same thing men want. You want to be the CEO of the company and you want to dedicate your life to accomplishing certain things. It's just like, how do you know what this little girl wants?
The little girl
doesn't know what she wants.
There's some statistics on this, on what happened in society, because you know I think the pinnacle of women's liberation was somewhere in the 80s, and the reason I say this is because we said okay, everything's open, everything's available for women, and guess what? Women started climbing up. And like Tim says, they went from, you know, from the house to the office, and they were in the boardrooms. They were making these decisions. And so during the 80s, there was the pinnacle of women being CEOs. Okay. And I don't remember where I read this, but Google it. This is the truth. So what happened? The number of women, it was climbing, right? If you look at a graph, it was climbing. And then it plateaued. And what happened was society told these women, you want the same things men do. You want that career. You want those accomplishments. You want this. And guess what? They forewent a family. You know what I'm saying? And they made this decision and they got there. And then they were 30 something, close to 40 with no family, none of that. And they said, well, this was not what I was promised. I'm not finding the satisfaction that I was promised. And guess what? They left these positions in droves. They left. They said, no, this is not what I wanted. I want a family. And they left. Now, not all men, but this is more common in men. Men are willing to sacrifice everything. You hear it all the time. To be all the way at the top. And they are happy. They find meaning, whatever it is in this, to be the best at the top. And they love it. Well, women were promises. They got there and then they said, well, and again, this is a very general statement, but this is the truth. And they left in droves. The numbers prove this. And so I feel like a lot of those women were robbed from being able to have that family, that brought meaning and purpose to their lives.
Yeah.
It's the cake and it's like you can have your cake and eat it too, right? I mean, it's not the probably the best analogy, but it's a pretty damn good one because they're saying you can have your cake, you can be, you know, be in the board and you can have your family, but you know, you're a mom.
No, you can't.
You're a mom. You have two kids, you know, and the third one, he's old, but you have two kids, two 11-year-olds going to school, trying to do gymnastics. You put them in homeschooling. You run your business. Plus, you're trying to do the house stuff. You know, there's not enough time in the day to do everything because at some point, something, we talked about this in the previous episodes, things wind up, something falls short, right? Either you don't give enough attention to your kids, but the kids are the most important thing. You don't give enough attention to your job, to your business. Your business fails. But then when your business fails, that puts you in a bad spot financially as a couple and even you as a person. But then when you go through that, then you might not want to be in the sexual mood, right? Now your husband, he's got needs. And if he's not getting it's just everything is just.
Things have to become mediocre and something has to get neglected. So what gets neglected? I neglect myself. What becomes mediocre? My business. What do I focus on? My kids, because I only have a short period of time with them. And then, unfortunately, Jeremy's needs sometimes come after that. But to your point, I've had to come to the realization of the priority. Okay. The priority is I only have a few years left. The kids are going to be gone. So they're number one right now. They are. And my husband's number two. He is right now. I mean, as much as that pains me to say, it is what it is. Then what comes next? My career, the business comes next because we have an investment there financially. And what is at the bottom of that whole barrel is me. I mean, I made a joke the other day. I was telling somebody, I was like, I know what it was. They said, tell me in three words or two words or some shit, however many, that you're a mom. And my response was, and I know TMI, get over it, holes in my underwear and bras. Okay. Like there, seriously, there you go. That's the honest to God's truth. Do you know how bad I have a cart with bras and underwear because I desperately need them. And the cart is just sitting there. It has been sitting there for 6 weeks now. I'm like, we're talking it won't be holding much longer, but what am I going to do? Because what did I just say?
Yeah.
Kids, husband.
So just buy it right now.
Business. I don't have the money to just go and drop it like that.
Oh, so buy.
Because the money's got to go to
everything else.
All those other things.
Leo's.
So it's just, but it is what it is. Now, I promise you won't find that in a man's closet. You won't. If the wife is doing their job, you won't find that in a husband's closet. You won't.
Holes in our underwear?
Yeah.
No, they throw them out.
We buy new ones. It's the God's honest truth.
But again, it all comes down to the balance. The balance scale is way out of whack with everybody. Yeah, people say, oh, I have balance in life. And then when you really look at it, they really don't understand what their balance is, right? Because balance is all situational. When you look at families, there needs to be a balance in the families, right? Yes, sometimes it's going to tip in either way. But if things run in a balanced way, it will be a lot happier because people go, oh, man, I'm so stressed. I got to do this. I got to do that. But when you really look at it, okay, nobody looks at the balance and go, okay, what? Why am I stressing? Well, I got to do this, this, and this. Okay, wait a minute. What can I pull away to bring back balance? Well, I got to sacrifice this, this, and this. All right. Pull away the Netflix subscription. Pull away from this. Pull away from that. And then all of a sudden you go, wait a minute. Now I'm free. I have a little bit more balance to where I can buy this or I have something for myself, right? Because everything else it's not for you. It's for somebody else, right? Yeah. And do you really need it? And we wind up running into these issues of what men want and what women want because there's no balance anymore. Because if you say men and women want the same thing, that's not balance. It's not balance.
So I have men texting me as we're going through this because I've asked this question.
We'll get to that.
Okay. I just want to make sure we don't forget.
We'll bring that. So along those lines, because I did want to, some of these studies, and just to shed light on the male-female dynamics. Here's another study, right? Groups of boys play very different than groups of girls. And I can attest to this because, again, I grew up with girls. In the neighborhood that I, when I was a kid, the neighborhood where I was at, we barely had any neighbors. And at one point there was another boy in the neighborhood. They eventually ended up moving out, and it was just me and my sisters. Literally, there was not no other neighborhoods for like 2-3 miles from my house. Okay. So I was forced to play with my sisters. Okay. And so let me read to you some of these things that I can relate to. So girls focus on relationship building. They take turns 20 times more often than boys do. Girls are more likely to make collaborative proposals, starting sentences like, "Hey, let's." Their pretend play is usually about caregiving and relationships. I have a story on this, and I actually have a picture still to this day. I hardly share it, but this is true. When I was growing up, again, I was forced to play with my sisters, or else I would play by myself. And a lot of times I would play alone, right? So
you still do.
I still do. So here's the thing. So with my sisters, if I wanted to play with them, I would have to play with dolls. And there's mm-hmm. there's a picture of
G.I.
me.
Joe.
There's a picture of me with my sisters, and they each have their own Barbie. And guess what character I am? I'm Ken.
He-Man. Oh
no, I'm the Ken, because that's the only way that I could, you know what I mean, and a lot of times it be able to play with them. And I can attest to this. A lot of times the games were, okay, well, you're the mom, I'm the dad, and you know, like that kind of, those kind of, whereas with boys, it's more like, oh, rough and tumble, you know. Boys like to play in groups. Boys like to focus on the game itself. They focus on rules. Exactly. The rough and tumble, very competitive, confrontational. Those are that's the way that boys play. And I remember, you know, when that kid left, that moved out, I was like, oh my God, who the hell am I going to, you know what I mean? Like, go around and explore the world with, because that's what, you know, kids do. You know, like when you're boys will get into trouble more often. It's just the way that things are. But see, people don't want to acknowledge this. And oh no, it's the way that you're brought. No, this is inculcated in you. And because your girls are, you know, they're not allowed to do this. And it's not true. You know, because I don't remember growing up and my mom saying, oh, no, don't play with the dolls. Don't do that. My mom never said that. You know what I mean? Like, she never did. But, you know, every time that I got a chance, if I had, you know, toys, I'd be breaking the toys. I'd be making them fight. That's what boys do. You know what I'm saying? And my mom never said, oh, you're not going to play with dolls. You know what I mean? Like, that's a lot.
My brother and I, it was just the two of us. And because we were military, we, you know, traveled a lot. So it was hard for us to ever really get settled and have like solid friendships or long-term friendships or whatever. And I remember my parents, we had our indoor playtime, so to speak. And my brother, to your point, it was the two of us. So we were stuck entertaining each other. But I always remember, like, I had the Ken doll, but really I never asked for Ken. I never wanted Ken as part of my Barbie collection. Cause I'm not, the reason I said He-Man was because my brother had the Skeletor castles and the He-Man castles yes. and all the G.I. Joes. And we were all in one room. All the toys were in one room. And so he would bring his toys, and it was Skeletor and He-Man, and they were Barbies to your, you know, their companions or whatever. But my mom only allowed us to play indoors for so long. And then she'd kick us outside. She's like, you've had enough indoor time. You're getting out to get fresh air. Well, we were fortunate that in the communities we lived in, we could be outdoors, and it was either the woods and the mountains, or it was cornfields, or, and so we had to interact then out there. And, you know, playing guns, that was very common for us to do forts. You have forts and yes. play war and things. But to your point, we're making the fort, and oh, here are the pretty curtains in here, and my brother. And then eventually the neighborhood kids, as we would meet them, they would come and join us. And it was very similar. Like, us girls were taking care of the home, and then the boys were out battling the battles. And there were some times where I was like, I don't want to be with the girls doing the sewing stuff. I want to be out throwing rocks at.
this exact conversation goes back to, remember back in January, right around, it was either this January or the previous January, right around the Super Bowl, when Gillette had that commercial about toxic boys being boys. You know what yeah. I mean? Remember that? We did a whole episode about yep. that.
Was that 2 years ago?
That might have been 2 years ago, yeah. right before COVID. But think about that. So those studies, these conversations, you know, hey, be boys, right? I'm sure, like, when you guys were building the fort, your brother probably saw some of that pretty shit, or even with Barbies, he'd probably take the He-Man dolls and start stabbing the Barbies because it was barbaric shit. You know what I mean? But that's what kids did.
Yeah, we did.
You know
what I mean?
You know, boys fight.
Did, you know?
Yeah, boys fight. We're competitive, you know?
Assertive. I asked for a She-Ra because She-Ra had a sword, and I was sick of my brother beating up my... So She-Ra became my defender.
It wasn't like your brother was laying down and be like, okay, Barbie can beat up He-Man. But these are those things that over time, we keep stripping away, to where a boy is so fucking confused on whether he's a boy or not. Because
why do you think there's so much gender dysphoria?
Yeah. They go, no, that boy should have an easy bake oven at 3. What? No. Yeah. But they can say, well, you're transphobic. A boy needs to be a boy over time. If he really decides he doesn't want to do that and he wants that easy bake oven, he's grown into that. But when he thinks that's normal,
it's introduced
you're basically saying, yeah, go be gay or go be whatever, go be confused.
Yeah.
Because you're not sure at a young age, like you think this is right. But when you see everybody else playing football and you're not, and they go, you're just different, Johnny. No, you chose, you push them to be different. You didn't make the choice to be different.
Right. You know,
to me, that's the difference.
That's you have people that a little boy walks into the preschool or whatever, and he looks around the room and sees the easy bake oven in the corner. And he's like, well, what is that? And then the teacher sees it and goes, oh, he likes easy bake oven. And she pushes him towards it. So it's like, it was a passing curiosity. And all of a sudden you now push him into the corner and he has to get a sex change operation and he has to do all this stuff because you saw him look at the easy bake oven when he was 3.
But even that is even sexist because you're equating to the easy bake oven as being a female.
As a woman.
And it's like, you see what I'm saying? Like, but they contradict themselves. You know what I mean? Like, because you know what I mean? Like, because they're, that's sexist.
Right. So you let little Johnny go into the toy room or whatever. You have a huge room with boys and girl toys in it. You let him go in there and pick the ones he wants. And if he picks the easy bake oven one day, he may look at that and use it once or twice to go, God, these brownies suck. And then he goes over 2 days later and he's over playing with the G.I. Joes. Just because he went over and grabbed the easy bake oven once doesn't mean we have to force him into being a baker or being feminized, right? It's just, let him choose. And I think that's the way it used to be. And now we have these hens that are seeing these things and going, oh my God, he's being suppressed. He's really a girl. I have to free him from this monstrosity.
I remember growing up, the same, you know, we did the same things, right? Same concept. We're overseas. And I think I told the story once in the past. And the little boy showed up one day and he was carrying his sister's purse and he had lipstick on. And he played with us. I mean, and it was not, it was just for whatever reason. And I don't know if it was just that he's, you know, 6-7 years old and he's got an older sister and he's suddenly discovered this, or if it was who he was. But hey, his dad was Army. Okay. And back then, if you were in the Army, you were a man's man. You were not, you know, back in those days. And his mother, a normal mother. So it wasn't being, to your point, it wasn't being put on him by society or by the parents or whatever. It was whatever, for whatever reason, the little boy just found that that's what he gravitated towards. And it wasn't, again, we're out building forts. My brother and the rest of the boys that are out there with us, he just didn't want to be out there doing that. He wanted to be in the house, making the house. You know what? That boy, that little boy was just, that's who he was. That's just who he was. Nobody made him that way.
Mm-hmm.
And if society would leave things alone and let it go the way that it's always gone before, in giving the little girls the little girl things, giving the little boy things, he had all the little boy things in the world. He just didn't want those things. He found in himself as he was growing in his years, that just wasn't for him.
Right. And this is where it goes into the whole political ideology that we want to stay away from, because we can go down that whole rabbit hole and even religious, because they can say the boys being boy, that is a white Christian supremacist thing. And that's based on Christianity, which is racist and white privileged and all this. And boys need to be the, because when you start stripping all that away, right, where you think what that goes against Christianity that goes against the religious aspect. So now you're creating a non-religious.
And those people clearly don't know and understand when men were at war fighting for religious beliefs centuries ago. Guess who they were having sex with on the battlefield? They weren't all women, and they were still fighting for a Christian belief. The men were having sex with men because that's what was there, and that's what men do. They have sex. I mean,
ancient Romans.
I'm just, I mean, little boys too. It is what it is. It's because people are ignorant and don't understand and know what history and what.
But that's what I said. We can go down that whole rabbit hole. We want to stay away from that.
Let's bring it back to the original conversation, or the question, which was, what do men want? Now, as the show has been going on, Heidi in the background has been asking friends, previous relationships and family, I believe. And you've gotten some responses, Heidi. You want to go ahead and share your share what people said?
So I 21 years old, responded at 21. He says support, that they work hard regardless of whether it's in a job or at home. And then family relationship, though. So he wants to make sure that they get along well with his family and that his family likes the other person.
That's what he's looking for in a woman.
That's what he's looking for. So in his relationship. So sex was not
okay.
But knowing this 21-year-old, looks is like he's not going to give you the time of day if you don't have what he physically is attracted to. Okay. 51-ish. Sweet lips, sweet hips, and adventuresome.
Is he divorced?
Nope. Married for 30 years.
So he's basically answering like
30, mid 30s, early 30s, 34, 35 years old. Answer is brains, humor, and looks. Brains, humor, and looks. Another 50 in early 50s. Honesty, trust, similar life plan. Big boobs, nice butt, and inability to speak.
That's my answer.
Also a happily married man that's been married for a while. Another one in early 30s, like around 33, 34. Intelligence, work ethic, boobs.
You know what would have been a good way to phrase that? Because the fact that, I mean, I know a lot of these are probably answering just based off of like, in today's society. You should have said when you were looking to settle down and get married and have family, what were you looking for? What are the three things you were looking for at that point? Because it's easy to say, but, you know.
Well, so, I mean, I answered it. I asked the question. I think they are saying values in the sense of like making sure, like the one answer, that family, getting along with their family or the family. Right. One. True. Okay. Here's this one is 48 years old. Appreciation, acknowledgement, affection, and loyalty. I will say I know every single one of these men, and the very first thing, I know them all well. And to your point, had I maybe rephrased the question of when you walk into somewhere and you're single looking for a mate, every one of them would have that physical attraction, that physical whatever. But okay, and then last but not least, 46 years old, honesty, loyalty, and confidence. Yeah.
All right. So let me see here. So none of them said sex other than boobs. So here's what I'll say. And I think.
Yeah. Physical. They listed physical attributes.
I think the fact that you're asking this question may have tarnished the results.
It could have been.
Because. I don't know. I feel men would have maybe answered a little bit more honestly
I do know a couple of them well enough that I was like, you're lying, because I know you well enough to know that like these are physical attributes and sex are on your list, and you're just not telling me that because
they don't want
me.
You going back to that. Why? You know, but, everybody is a setup, right? Everybody thinks it's a setup, right? Well,
if they're listening or if they decide smart. To listen to this show,
she will.
Then you need to chime in to say, right? Like, because my husband obviously sat here in front of me and he was honest about what it is. And but that goes back to, and that goes back to earlier conversations we've had too. Husbands and wives being honest in their relationships, telling like they should not, the one that said sweet lips, sweet I'm hips or whatever it was, that's sex. Okay. So that there was two then or three that may mentioned things that insinuated sex. They just didn't come straight out and say sex, but the insinuations were there.
Let me, I'm going to, one of the studies, this is actually interesting and sheds a little light in the dilemma of sex, especially with couples, either your long-term relationships or marriage. Listen to this one. Males are aroused under stress more often than women. Women are turned off during stress. And let me continue reading this. Men get an extra sexual kick when stress levels are high. In fact, they will bond better with a female in a stressful or aggressive environment. By contrast, a female is more likely to reject a male's advances in a stressful environment. Cortisol blocks the reception of oxytocin in female brains, shutting down a woman's desire for physical touch. And if a woman does have sex under stress, she won't be able to reach orgasm while her amygdala is active, which is the center for anxiety, aggression, fear. So from an evolutionary perspective, this makes perfect sense. If a female is stressed, it's often a reaction to an unstable environment in which becoming pregnant is a terrible idea. But for a male, a dangerous environment is an incentive to procreate with as many females as possible in order to increase the odds of his genetic survival during tumultuous times.
Why do you think I'm always so angry and aggressive? he's trying to spread his seeds
everywhere.
I said this last week or the week before when I was saying to Tim and well to all of you guys, and I was like, no, so I'm going to be fucking tired because I'm going to take care of my husband's need for sex right now, even though it is going to do
right
nothing
now?
For me. And what was not Tim's here. Like? And Tim, it's my birthday. We can totally. Anyway, so
never coming kidding. Back.
Anyways, so
gonna do it in the
no.
Bathroom.
And Tim's like, yeah.
Get that
and
Tim shit out of you.
And Tim's like, and Tim says, no, you don't. Then you just don't have sex then because it's not fun for everybody. No, it is what it is. You nailed it right on the head. I've said this sometimes to Jeremy where I'm like, I'm tired. I'm stressed. My head's not in the game. I'm just going to take care of you. And he gets upset. No, I want to take care of you. I'm not going to get taken care of in this moment. Well, can we just take care of you and move on with our day?
Let me say something.
I want to make sure a girl gets a fucking orgasm. You know what I mean?
Well, and see, if you're not going to fucking give her that orgasm, Tim. Let me ask you this question. Would it matter if it's faked? Bullshit. Tim is the only exception in this. Look, and I'll tell you why. I'm talking about, does it matter to you if the woman fakes her orgasm?
Yeah, it matters.
Okay, so I'll tell you why for most men, except maybe Tim and Jeremy here. I'll tell you why it doesn't matter. Because men will watch the same fucking goddamn porn over and over again of a female fake screaming. Because it's all fake, guys. You know what I mean? Like, it is fucking fake, and you'll...
Jeremy, do you care? I've never faked it. No, I'm curious. No, wait, I've never faked it. I've just said, I'm not in the mood. It's not going to happen for me, so I take care of you. Would you rather I fake it? No, I'm curious.
I don't know.
He wouldn't know any different. You don't have to say, hey, I'm faking it.
I guess that's...
You know, don't say it. I'm faking it right now.
Yeah, but he knows my body. He'll know. He will know, though. He knows the difference of when I tighten up and I'm having an orgasm. Yeah,
dude, you know when.
You know. Okay. You know.
These guys are geniuses. It ain't WAP.
Oh, there's ways around
it. If you're doing it wrong, it ain't WAP.
There's ways around that. Now all of a sudden he doesn't want to speak.
I'm kidding.
All of a sudden he's dry. His mouth is dry.
I feel as though this conversation has taken a turn to the
No,
blue. Is that what they call it? It turned blue.
The goal is not to end
it. It turned blue, all right.
No. Look, I do want to say something about because we got into the porn discussion, and this is true, guys. Because look, I was having a conversation with a girl recently, and she asked me this question, point blank. You know, she said, "What do you think about porn? Right? What's your opinion on porn? Should you know?" Does it, are women justified in being upset that their significant other or boyfriend, whatever, is watching porn? And here's going to be this is my honest answer. If couples are using porn in their relationship as a way to stimulate, you know what I mean? Like, and help, do it. You know what I mean?
Like, so what? Yeah.
With that being said, we have to acknowledge that the porn industry itself is very damaging to women, to relationships, and to men.
Yeah. I've heard, I don't have these problems, but yeah. They're young men, right? They're growing up in a generation where porn is just available no matter what. And they're not pursuing women.
Yes.
Right. And this may be a bigger thing, but, and there's also people that, you know, like many other things, they have an addiction to porn.
Yeah.
Right.
I've heard this.
And so there's, it is, I think, to your point, right? There are instances where it's good, it's helpful, it's healthy, right? Healthy might be the right one. And there's other situations where it's very unhealthy.
Yeah. And it's damaging.
You know, there's that line that has to be.
Look, and so and let me, sorry, Tim. Let me finish what the conversation that I had, because this is, it's important because, like, Jeremy says, there's a generation that's growing up with this easily accessible. You know, I had to go to National Geographic and look at, you know what I mean? Like, you guys know what I'm talking about.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I had a friend that one night, just real quick.
Go ahead.
One, we were probably
National Geographic.
12,
my brother
10, 12 years old. And I spent the night at my friend's house and I was getting something out of the dresser drawer, like a pair of shorts or whatever. Right. And I open up his dresser drawer, and on the top is the Sears catalog where he had ripped out all of the bras and underwear sections for the women. I'm just like, what is this?
Did the pages stick to
we it? Laugh.
I don't remember that part.
But. My brother, we would laugh about the National Geographic. My brother was like, that's not real. That's not. But my brother's go-to were the Victoria's Secrets. Magazines that would come in. Mm-hmm. Victoria's Secrets magazines would come
Victoria's
in. My
Secrets
brother.
On one end, Sears Robux on the other. Yes. Like,
no, but it's the same thing.
I had the illegal cable box, so I had.
Okay. So anyway, so I had this conversation, and you know, again, porn does distort men's view on women because why? It presents an unrealistic caricature.
Yeah.
Of a woman. It really does. What is that? The woman who wants it all the time in all his favorite positions, right? This is what it does. Now, in this conversation, I did say this as well. I said, look, there's an equivalent for women that nobody is acknowledging here. And what is that? And it's romance novels.
Yeah.
It's romance novels. Yes. All these books and all these movies.
Anything on the Lifetime channel.
And I'll tell you why, because it distorts women's view of men because it presents men in an unrealistic way. Men who can, guess what? Read their goddamn minds, know what they want. And, you know what I mean? Like, this is unrealistic. Men are not capable of that. So again, on one hand, you have the man who wants it all the time. The woman who wants it all the time and in all his favorite positions. And on the other, you have a man who can read minds. So then what happens?
And the
we
young,
propagate this. Let me finish my thought. Because we propagate this because men become animalistic with their untamed desires, their sexual desires, and where women become childlike with their untamed emotional desires, because it's the thought, oh, well, you should know what I want before I even know what I want. And so, you know, on the one, you have a woman who has to become an acrobat in sexual pleasure. And on the other one, you have the man who has to be an acrobat in, you know,
reading minds, basically
an emotional gymnast. You know what I'm saying? So there is the equivalent, but we only attack one side. And I'm saying that Hollywood and all this shit is very toxic to females as well. And that's why you see a lot of this acting out, a lot of this untamed emotions.
And I think that goes back to, like, raise when I a couple weeks ago when we were talking and I said, I you know, I wasn't allowed to really date in high school. I wasn't allowed to have relationships. It was very kind of locked down, close to the hip, apron strings attached. And so when I broke free of that, what I had in my mind of Prince Charming, a very, very Disney princess, Cinderella, Little Mermaid, where this Prince Charming was going to just come into my life and know everything and rescue me from whatever my woes were and whatever else. And little girls, that's just to your point. That's what little girls, and little girls then develop into the women that are watching, like Jeremy said, The Notebook, or yeah, you lucky son of a bitch. I watch Criminal Minds. No, I'm learning. Yeah. No.
So instead of expecting me to be all romantic, she's trying to figure out how to kill me without getting caught. It's like, wait a minute.
No, but
be afraid.
But I'm kidding. But yeah, yeah. No.
This shit has been like this forever.
But
Cinderella, I don't think it has. I don't think it has.
It starts as kids. Cinderella, Little Mermaid, in the last Beauty 100 and the Beast, like all these.
Yeah, but
romance. It starts with the cartoons. And gets the little girl's imagination. Then as they grow up into adults, they start watching adult movies that capture the same thing and they relate to it. Now it goes from fairy tale to reality going, oh, I grew up with fairy tales.
Okay, so you didn't let me finish, because I think that also something else that has changed drastically, my generation and the older generations. So they went from those fairy tales of the Disney print, you know, like for me. And then I got to the point where, all right, I'm obviously failed miserably and got the Beast and did not turn into a prince kind of thing. But but then it was soap operas and the like the drama of soap operas. Come on there. That is a whole nother level of crazy.
Yeah.
And definitely not the romance, the drama, there's definitely drama, I should say. But
so I think that there's been romantic stories, right? I'm sure history, literature, there's probably examples of romantic stories going back quite some time.
Yeah, Romeo and Juliet.
But the thing is the idea of romance is in the past was only really available for people that had free time. They had free time to read these novels. They had free time to, you know, adventure down these storylines or whatever. 100 years ago, we didn't have free time. Or I shouldn't say as much, right? We were hunting for food. We were worried about wild animals killing us. We were looking for shelter. We were, you know, growing our families. We were doing all these things. Now, in the last 100 years, we got free time coming out of our ass, you know? And so the explosion of these romantic ideas and how romance is supposed to be an everyday activity, frankly, I think is bullshit, right? Men are not like you said, Salt. Men are not wired to be romantic. Mm-hmm. Women may want to be romanticized or however you want to word it, but
romanced.
That's just not a natural occurring thing. It doesn't happen that way. I mean,
I'll tell you a movie.
Science fiction fantasy, right?
Yeah, go ahead, Tim, and I'll go after you.
No, I was going to say, there's one other thing that we're not equating, right? We're talking about Born for Men and romance novel and romance movies for women. There's a whole nother dynamic. More women now watch porn than they ever did. Oh, let's say openly watch porn now than they ever did. So now you got everybody thinking that this is more a reality, that guys got to, you know, act like porn stars. Girls got to act like porn stars. And the shit that goes on in there, that's not reality.
Is that really true? I mean,
more women watch.
Is there a statistic out there that
Women watching porn today, but it's not the astronomical numbers that it is for men. And if they are watching it, they're not watching it in the same way that men are. Right? It's more of the emotional thing. Look, I did want to mention something to the whole romance movies and all that. I think there was a movie that I saw recently, because I don't know if I told you. I've been watching people's reactions to, you know, certain things. And I saw there was this one, she was talking about, what was that? Oh my God. It's an Adam Sandler movie. Sorry to Jeremy. I know you hate Adam Sandler. Where he's with the girl who continues to forget over and over again. 50 First Dates. Okay, yes.
Oh, yeah.
So
I love that movie.
I watched this movie, right? And I'm like, because I'm curious about what is this movie about? So I watched it and I'm like, oh my God. Now, look, I'm not going to say that it's not a good, it's a great movie. However, again, it's that underlying message that this guy every day has to continually make this girl fall in love with him. And I'm like, that it would be exhausting for any man, you know, to the point it's like, wow, that's unrealistic.
Yeah, so
it's unrealistic.
I've seen that movie.
A third of women today watch it at least once a week. Yeah. Is that the same statistic?
Let's go back to 50 First Dates.
Yeah,
sorry.
So one of the things, I've seen the movie. I actually own it. One of the few Adam Sandler movies I actually own.
We have a lot.
And one of the things that, to your point, or to the, in the movie, there's I think it's her father.
Yes.
Her father figures out that this guy is daily trying to hit on his daughter. And he goes to him and he confronts him and says, why are you doing this? What is your end goal? Are you just trying to, because she's not going to remember you tomorrow. You're not going to build a relationship with this woman. Why are you doing this? And that does kind of come, it makes you wonder, well, you know, would a man really do that? And at some point, if, you know, in most relationships, there are days where you're just like, you know what? I'm not in the mood to put up with her today. Is that the day that you just don't interact with her that day?
Right.
You know, it's like, what do you
think? I think part of that movie though too is that
creepy.
Men have to work harder, I think, to keep a woman engaged on a daily basis than women have to. Again, it goes back to everything we've been talking about, and that movie is an example in a very corny way of doing it, right? But it's true. You know, a woman wakes up and has a bad morning or a bad night's sleep, and she wakes up and you're going to spend the rest of your day trying to either avoid her or put, you know, give that minute to try and put her in a better mood. And it's complicated. And you're not going to fucking figure it out. Let's be real. Where a man wakes up and he's not he woke up from a bad night of sleep. And I'm sorry, but if you think that you don't have to just roll over and open your legs for him and put him in a better mood for the rest of the day, because that's how easy it is. I don't know. Yeah. And so I think that movie has something to say and lead to that too, that he has to, every day a man has to put in some sort of effort to keep that woman going. Oh yeah, he loves me, or he appreciates me, or he, and it could be as simple as just telling her you love her, you know, for some women. And then maybe other women, it's more than that. You know, maybe it's that you made the breakfast or you did whatever.
Here is the other dynamic. Every day that woman forgets what mistakes he made the previous day. And that is true. Women don't forget.
And that's true.
I'm telling you, women are not forgetting. They will remember.
No, I think.
So I will take that deal any day. If you forget what I did, then by all means, I will make you fall in love with me. But you know what? You can't have your cake and eat it too, Heidi.
It's not going to happen.
But yeah, I mean, for the man, it would always keep spicing the relationship, because even if he did the same thing every day with that girl, she never remembers that it's the same shit over and over again. You're getting what you want. It's a win-win situation.
So, like, if you could find the one scenario where you say the exact right thing to
cheating.
Her.
It's cheating. It's cheating. It's cheating because you're really not winning. Like, you're not, like, it's, oh, that's why I said it's kind of creepy in a way, because it's like, why, like, let's say she didn't have good people around her. That's almost like borderline, like, you know, taking advantage of the woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're getting it, you know, if you're making out with her, getting in her, you're almost like you're having sex with somebody without their true consent. Even though they're consenting, they don't remember the next day that you, like when she had the kids. No, but like, she doesn't remember that she had kids at the end. Like, you basically impregnated somebody that maybe never wanted to get pregnant. Like, she has no recollection. Like, you took away everything from her.
She is making that decision every single time he makes her fall in love. He makes her fall in love, right?
So technically, but having a baby, getting married.
Well, I mean, it's not like he raped her.
Because at the end,
she was aware.
But at the end, she had kids. But like, she is now carrying something.
Wakes up and doesn't remember anything, did her husband rape her? No, because she was aware when it happened. No,
she wasn't raped by him.
Not in that case, because she has memory loss. So how would she, how does she know she even consented that night?
Well, because, okay, so you know what I'm saying? Anyway, look, we're getting too much into it.
We're analyzing this movie.
It's a rapey movie. It's a rapey movie.
I'm not going to go that far.
Oh my God.
All right. Listen, guys, we've been going on for 2 hours now.
Yeah.
Let me see. I did have a lot of these other case studies. Maybe I can cover some of these. These are actually pretty interesting. Here's one. Men are more motivated by sex than women. Let me read this one.
Okay.
Males have double the brain space and processing power devoted to sex.
I told you that's more devoted to sex.
Yeah, you did start laughing.
But, small brain.
Let me finish the reading this and then we could. So it says, this change starts as early as 8 weeks after conception. Once testosterone hooks the fetus, enlarging the hypothalamus, whatever part of the brain.
Hypothalamus.
A second massive surge of testosterone hits at puberty, strengthening their brain connections responsible for smell and touch. Teen boys typically have 3 times more sex drive than girls at the same age, a difference that often persists throughout their life. A woman's sexual interest decreases in the last 2 weeks of her menstrual cycle when progesterone is high, whatever that is. This obviously does not happen to men unless, progesterone? Have you guys ever heard of that? I don't even know what that is. Hormone.
I can't, we're not seeing.
Is administered. They do this with sex offenders to reduce their impulses. So they give them progesterone, whatever that is, some hormone. One study scanned the brains of men and women, observing a neutral scene of a male and female having a conversation. The male's sexual areas immediately lit up. The female's did not. So again, I mean, these are case studies, you know, this is science, folks, you know, it's not, and I'm assuming these scientists.
No. Not science. They don't believe in science.
So to your point, right, men, I think you had mentioned it earlier, men can, in theory, for the species to continue, we have to reproduce, right? A man within a day can reproduce with, God, I don't know,
as many times
150 women, right?
Or as many times as he can.
A woman, right, as many times as he can ejaculate. But a woman, if she does get pregnant, there's a 9-month period where she cannot contribute any more to that process, where the man can keep going. So it makes sense that the man is wired to be 3 times more likely to push for that than the woman, right?
A guy can produce a kid 365 days a year.
Yeah. You probably do it more than
multiple.
That.
No. I'm saying, okay. You can produce a child.
Yes, you could.
You can.
There's no resting period, no downtime.
Right. Yes,
guy does his business, goes on to the next girl. Boom,
exactly.
Boom. I mean, the odds are probably not that. You know, the odds are probably like maybe 1 out of 10, but. But if every girl is like, if you catch every girl ovulating at the right time,
it is possible.
It is possible that you can have a child you can produce a child every single day.
Right. A woman can do it once every 9 months.
Right.
Best case scenario.
Yeah, you can only carry for 9 months, right? You can't get pregnant while you're pregnant, right? So.
Right.
Right.
But that's with any animal. Every animal. People forget, and I've said this on this show numerous times. Rules are the only thing that separates us from every other species. That's it. A set of principles, guidelines, because if you look at every single dog, every single mammal, whatever, they see a girl that goes right into it. She's in heat. What does he do right after? If there's one dog here and one dog there, he's like, well, I did that one. No, he's going to go do the other one. Do you think the other dog's going to get upset about it?
Well, nope. Tim, according to this next study, not so much, but let me read to you this study. Our orgasms affect us differently. In a female, the oxytocin and dopamine released after an orgasm make her want to cuddle and talk. But in males, it's released into their hypothalamus, which triggers the brain's sleep center. So that's why women will complain. It's like, you fall asleep. What the hell? So dude, technically, man, I mean.
Oh, you are a lucky son of a bitch, because I roll over and I'm like, don't, I just, don't let me go to sleep. Let me go to sleep. Let me go to sleep.
No, guys, man, because that, I mean, you just shot, that's what they say. You shot your load. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
The small death. What
like,
is it called?
You shoot your load. Like,
what, is it, what do they call it? The,
I call it good night juice.
The small death, the little death or whatever. What is it called? Where you just you flop over and you're like, done.
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
But people do not want to see. The problem is the science is there that proves this. But this is why I say they've taken science and they rewrote that shit to fit this whole ideology, you know,
ideology.
Yeah. This new ideology based on like, oh, girls are boys, boys are. No. Stop that shit. Just because you associate. No. Your physical build, your chromosome, your DNA, you are wired a certain fucking way. No matter what the fuck you want to say, unless you fucking rip it out and put new shit in, you are wired a certain way. It doesn't matter if your name is fucking Elliot, but your real name was Ellen. It doesn't fucking matter. You are wired a certain fucking way.
All right.
That XY chromosome is the fucking same.
You guys are going to like this one. Well, this one might open up some more discussion. and it's a controversy because contrary to popular belief, it's men that fall in love at first sight.
I agree that.
A woman's brain is set up to be more cautious when it comes to potential mates. Brain imaging reveal that when a woman is in love, there's more activity in areas that process intuition, attention, and memory, while men in love show more activity in high-level visual processing areas. So again, this is why... again, like Heidi said at the beginning of the show, pretty face. Physical beauty is a part of men falling in love. It's just how we are fucking built. And
why do you think rom-coms are very popular? Because of these studies like this prove it. So what do?
What's very popular?
Rom-coms. You know, all those romantic comedies?
Oh, like, romantic comedies.
So these studies are showing how they can manipulate those emotions through video to make fucking millions. This is real science. Like, this is nothing new.
So let me continue reading this part, because this is actually pretty interesting. And it's common sense, folks. A female needs to carefully assess a man's survival and replication value, which takes time. This is why pickup artists like to surround themselves with pretty girls. The strategy is called pre-selection. It signals to other females to believe that the male has already been vetted and approved by the other females. A man, on the other hand, knows almost immediately if he would have offspring with a girl based on her visual appearance. This is why we have a beauty industry. It's driven by, and again, this is the structure of society that we live in, folks. Look, I saw PragerU did a video a few years ago. I don't know how recent it was, but and it talked about how advertising agencies, you never see a guy's hairy legs on a billboard trying to sell a beer or some cosmetic thing, but you will see a woman's sexy legs, just her legs, selling you Corona or whatever beer. Because guess what? They know that those legs are going to draw the man's attention, and he's going to be like, oh, look, beer, legs, equated, boom, done, sold. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, beer, legs.
This is why I laugh when people think they figured it all out. The people that have truly figured it out are the advertisers, because they do these studies. They do these studies, and they base it on statistics. No matter what, at the end of the day, numbers do not fucking lie. So when you see numbers like this, that's all bullshit. And women are like, no, we don't really think about this. No, it's proven true, because there's multi-billion-dollar industries based on this exact shit. They don't just pull this out of their ass and go, a guy's just talking shit. No. This is truly based on
and the companies,
ones and zeros and equals.
And the companies that are trying to be this, like, fit into this progressive new, look at the loss of revenue. Victoria's Secret. They're closing stores because they decided to stop doing their angel models so that they could fit into what is acceptable and what is being peer pressured by society right. to them. And in the meantime, people aren't going in because why? When I'm sorry, I know earlier I'm like holes in my underwear, in my like that's it. That is an embarrassing thing for me to share because I want the pretty Victoria's Secret panty and underwear matching so my husband sees it and goes, oh, that's like, yeah, I mean, but seriously, that's there's something yeah. you're seeing it. Sports Illustrated. Look at the hit that they took when they came out saying, oh, we can no longer put bikini models on the fronts of their like what I'm not picking up. I'm telling you right now, I don't pick up a Sports Illustrated. Because but there's that, a woman on the front of it wearing ones, a thing around her head, and her, like she's totally covered.
That was for men, you know what I mean? Like they forgot yes. their target
audience. The swimsuit edition yes. was for men.
Yeah,
the swimsuit yeah. edition was for men.
yeah,
not. Yeah. Now, yeah. I don't want to see a Playboy. Fucking tranny, a transgender on there.
Yeah, Playboy. Right? Same thing with Playboy. They went out and they made changes to theirs to fit. All of these businesses and their industries and these, what,
but you know what,
Heidi? Taking major hits.
They don't care.
Major hits.
You know why? Because the people who've been put in charge are these woke leftists who've been in charge.
Yeah.
And they don't care
yeah.
about it profits. Is. They don't. In the end,
You're
they
right.
don't really care
You're
about
right.
All they do is
right.
they want to spread leftism. And that's their ultimate goal. They
yeah.
don't care
and
that they're losing.
Crying
but
in their
if
milk,
they get rid of
spilt milk.
But here's the deal. Is it after so many times of seeing it? It's not a to me. It's all on purpose. It's like they want to destroy these companies from within
yeah.
because they don't agree with it. So they will make their money as long as possible. But if Playboy goes away, oh, there goes the
they won
on to the
end.
Next.
They won in the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, so they keep that in mind that they don't like these numbers. And when you look at every book, all this shit, right? Oh. You know, that be the anti, it's all against, I hate capitalism. I hate prettiness. You know, a lot of the blue checks that we watch, right? They all say the same thing. Why are communists so ugly?
Yeah.
Communists, yeah. most communists are ugly looking people. They hate beauty. And what are they all trying to do? Get rid of the beauty.
Yeah.
The Megan Rapinoe's, whatever. She's the spokesperson for Subway. Let me tell you something. If I see Chrissy Turlington, well, I'm dating myself, but you know, if I see a hot ass model eating a fucking footlong, I'm going to Subway because, you know, it's a visual, right? Seeing Megan Rapinoe eat a Subway, I'm like, ugh. I'm like, I don't want
to eat this. So, since to bring it back to men versus pretty. Women, have you guys heard of Mark Gunger, G U N G O R?
No, what is it?
Okay, so he's an older gentleman and he did these series of videos, men versus women's brains, men's versus women's brains. He's a pastor that does these retreats for men and women, and go look him up, go watch his videos, you guys. As educational as it is, he will bring you to tears with laughter at the same time, because you'll be able to watch it and go, oh my God, I'm so guilty of that. That's me. And one of the biggest things he has two heads on the stage. One of them is a woman's and one of them is a man's. And it's just like the blank head with the brain on it. And it has like the brain intricacies and whatever. And he goes over and he talks about the women's brain and how it's this wire is tied to this wire and this and this and this and everything's going this way and it never stops.
Yeah.
And then and you see that chaos of wiring, and he has it like on display. And then he goes over to the men's brain. As he's standing over the men's brain, he goes, and here's the men's, and it's plain. It's like the traditional plain brain that you see at the store. And he goes and he picks it off. He goes, oh, here's this box. Yep. That's the box. Don't come into his box and put a fucking flower. He doesn't say it that way, but put a fucking flower in the corner of his box. He doesn't want that flower there. Leave it in your own box. And he talks about how everything is compartmentalized yes. in a man's brain.
Yep.
Like we talked about last week with sex. Sex has nothing to do with emotions in a man's brain. It's just, it's sex. Sex is sex. They could do it with anybody. And then there's this other compartment on the brain. This is my love compartment. This is my family compartment, my wife, my whatever. And then there's this part, other compartment that's completely empty and nothing's in it. And when you turn and you look at your husband, you go, what are you thinking about?
Yes.
And he looks at you and goes, nothing. And you go, well, you have to be thinking about something. No, he's not thinking about anything. It is an empty box. And he's sitting in his empty yes. box and he's not thinking about anything.
Yeah.
And just because you're a woman, and he runs across the stage, and you've you're thinking about everything at all. He's not. So, and that's when he goes, so he says, so leave your recliner out of his box, leave your window out of his box, leave your, because he's not thinking about anything. He's not lying to you. That's truly his brain.
Yep. So another great example of the difference between a men's brain and a woman's brain is Common Core math. So normal math is a men's brain. 1 + 1 = 2. We get to it very logical and everything else. Common core, that's a woman's brain. It's like, you got to go way. Here, pull this. You did all that to get to that same answer that I did in 2 seconds. Yeah. That is the true difference. If you really want to take it to Common Core math and normal math.
Yeah, which brings it back to one of the things that you said early on, Saul, was men and women hear things very differently.
Yes.
I said, can you please help me with the laundry? And he thinks that is, I'm fortunate because my husband thinks that means go grab the laundry basket, get it out, and then help lay it out and fold a few things. But I'm telling you that is rare because 90% of the other men in my world that I know, can you help me with the laundry means I went and got the laundry basket. I dumped the clothes into it from the dryer and I sat it on the couch and then I walked away. And that's what it means to a lot of men. You know, I very fortunate because my husband, can you help me, understands that I need it laid out or help,
step. What's the term, men and women see things differently? It even applies to the retina. You know what I mean? Like, we even process light. Our eyes process light differently. One of the studies on this whole thing is actually, I might forward this to you guys. Really interesting because everything, all the studies that have been done on male and females and the differences, even light hits our eyes differently. I'm going to read.
Can you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you put those links on our, when we post the podcast, can you do the links for the listener too?
Yes. Okay. I'll make sure to do that. Anyways, we got to close this out. And let me summarize it with this and then we'll close it out. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, we're equal, but not interchangeable. We're different. We're wired differently. We want different things. And that's okay. In fact, it's beautiful. We need to learn to appreciate that about each other. And look, we're missing something, folks. Something's been lost. And I think it is to highlight those differences and to understand each other. And I think this is where we're going to be able to find common ground once we start acknowledging our differences. If we tell people, kids, you want the same things and there's no, it's a lie. And it'll be the demise of our society. I keep saying this over and over again, folks. We have to fight against that. All right, we'll leave it there. Thank you for joining us on another episode of The Salty Show. Find us on Instagram. Give us a follow, hit the like button, and share some of the content. And we will catch you all next time. Adios.
Guten Morgen.
See ya.
Gluten free? What the fuck is Guten Morgen?
Guten Morgen.
What the fuck is Guten Morgen?
Good morning. Guten Morgen.
Bienvenidos. Dobre utra.
Thank you for watching this episode of The Salty Show.
.com.